And as we just heard in Scott's story, there's some skepticism about how dedicated to democratic change the current Burmese regime really is. It's a feeling shared by many activists living in exile. NPR's Jason Beaubien recently caught up with one dissident in Thailand to talk about the politics of his homeland.
Myat Thu was an activist in the 1988 student protests in Rangoon that were brutally crushed by the military. 2 years later, he fled Burma on foot for Thailand. Now Myat Thu runs a small cafe restaurant in the Thai border city of Mae Sot, just across the river from Myanmar. On a Friday night, the restaurant appears as a Burmese bohemia. Revolutionary posters with images of Che Guevara and Aung San Suu Kyi gaze down from the walls. Street dogs wander among the tables. In front of the bar, a folk trio, including Myat Thu himself, is singing about change. Myat Thu says he's watched the recent changes in his homeland, but he still doesn't trust the government there.
I hope this is not a game the regime has been playing.
He worries that it could be dangerous for longtime critics of the government, such as himself, to return.
Because there are still a lot of political prisoners in the different prisons inside Burma, and still fighting going on.
Myat Thu opened the Aya restaurant on the Thai side of the border as a place for Burmese exiles to get together. He also missed the food of his youth, the food of Rangoon.
This is one of the Burmese dishes.
In his kitchen, a chicken curry with eggplant is simmering in a tin pot. The main stove is just two burners connected to a small gas tank. Plain glass jars of ingredients are scattered across the countertop.
These are kind of like a mushroom sauce, oyster sauce.
Despite his country's political isolation over the last 5 decades, Myat Thu says Burma's cuisine is decidedly regional.
We use sesame oil in some Chinese food, especially.
Burmese dishes draw on influences from neighboring Thailand, China, Bangladesh, and India. He offers an Indian-style pumpkin curry and a Thai chicken and peanut sauce on his menu. But Myat Thu's passion is Burmese fresh salads. His signature dish is a tea leaf salad with crispy fried nuts. There's a green mango salad with chili. The ginger salad is a mix of shredded cabbage and raw ginger tinged with lime and garlic. There's a smoky eggplant salad. Myat Thu's cooking career began at the age of 14. After his younger sister was born, his mom declared she was no longer going to cook. Myat Thu was placed in charge of dinner. Unsure what to prepare, he copied the salad vendors on the streets of Rangoon.
One lady, old women, will make, sell the salad. That's, we order something and then she put everything in front of me and then make salad. So I learned from them mostly.
Throughout more than 2 decades in exile, food has been a link for Myat Thu back to the country he fled. Although there are some dishes that he can't recreate here, he still craves a particular style of dried, salted fish that he's only ever found in Rangoon. He says eventually he wants to return.
At the moment, it is very complicated. I have a plan to go back, but I don't know. I don't know when or I don't know how,
For the moment, he plans to wait and see if the changes unfolding in Myanmar are real. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.